What if I told you that mathematics saved thousands of lives during World War II, not through cryptography or weapons design, but through a simple observation about missing data? The US military faced a puzzle. Returning aircraft were riddled with bullet holes in their fuselages, yet the engines remained relatively unscathed. The obvious solution seemed clear: reinforce the most damaged areas. But mathematician Abraham Wald saw something no one else did. He looked at the planes that didn't come back. Those hit in the engine never made it home. The missing bullet holes told the real story. This wasn't about complex equations. It was about seeing what wasn't there, recognizing patterns in absence rather than presence. Mathematics, it turns out, isn't really about numbers at all. It's X-ray vision for reality. A way of extending common sense to see structures hidden beneath the chaos of everyday life. Picture a 2008 headline, "All Americans Will Be Overweight by 2048." Researchers assumed a trend would continue indefinitely, reaching the absurd conclusion that 109% of Americans would be overweight by 2060. This error plagues policy debates. During Affordable Care Act discussions, libertarians argued that if Sweden was scaling back government programs, America shouldn't expand them, assuming more government always means worse outcomes. But the relationship between government size and prosperity resembles a hill, not a highway. There's an optimal point in the middle, and which direction you should move depends on where you stand. Conservatives once grasped this through the Laffer curve, sketched on a napkin in 1974. Tax rates of 0% generate no revenue, 100% also generates nothing. Maximum revenue exists between these extremes. The curve was sound, but zealots convinced themselves America was always positioned where tax cuts would increase revenue. When Reagan slashed taxes, revenue fell 9%. Reality rarely cooperates with our desire for simple answers. Every smooth curve, examined closely enough, becomes a straight line. This is calculus's foundational insight. A missile arcing through the sky follows a curved path, yet zoom in on any tiny segment and it appears straight. Newton's genius was taking this to its extreme. Shrink your view to an infinitesimal point where the curve becomes exactly a line. Ancient mathematicians recoiled from this idea. Archimedes refused to say a circle actually was a polygon with infinitely many sides. It merely approached that ideal. George Berkeley mockingly called Newton's infinitesimals the ghosts of departed quantities. Yet when you release a rock spinning on a string, it flies off in precisely the straight line trajectory calculus predicts. The puzzle traces back to Zeno's paradox. To reach any destination, you must first travel halfway, then half the remaining distance, then half again, infinitely. Diogenes supposedly refuted this by simply walking across a room, but the mathematical tension persisted until Augustin-Louis Cauchy developed the concept of limits in the 1820s. In the 1990s, researchers claimed they'd found famous rabbis' names encoded in the Torah through letters spaced at regular intervals. Their paper appeared in a respected journal until mathematicians discovered the researchers had tremendous wiggle room in selecting rabbinical names. Skeptics showed they could make War and Peace appear equally prophetic using the same method. This illustrates a deceptively simple principle. Improbable things happen constantly because the universe provides countless opportunities for coincidences. Consider the Baltimore Stockbroker Con. Send different stock predictions to thousands of people, eliminate those who receive wrong predictions after each round, and after 10 rounds, survivors believe you have supernatural insight. Mutual fund companies do this legally by incubating numerous funds internally, then only launching winners publicly while burying underperformers. Despite stellar track records, these funds typically revert to average performance once available to investors. Even neuroscience isn't immune. Researcher Craig Bennett showed that a dead salmon in an fMRI scanner could accurately assess human emotions in photographs. His satirical study revealed how easily false positives emerge when analyzing massive datasets. Divide brain scans into tens of thousands of regions, and random noise will coincidentally align with experimental stimuli. The more opportunities for surprise, the higher your threshold should be. When Target predicted a teenager's pregnancy before her father knew, it seemed like big data had superhuman powers. But we should worry less about eerily powerful algorithms and more about terrible ones. Consider Facebook developing an algorithm to identify potential terrorists. Even if it doubled the detection rate, the mathematics of rare events creates a dangerous paradox. With 200 million U.S. users and perhaps 10,000 potential terrorists, one in 20,000, a list of 100,000 high-risk users would contain only about 10 actual terrorists, meaning 99.99% flagged would be innocent. This reveals a crucial distinction. What's the chance someone gets flagged if they're innocent versus what's the chance someone's innocent if they're flagged? Bayesian inference navigates these challenges by updating beliefs based on evidence. Your conclusions depend on both evidence and prior beliefs, which explains why cynics and optimists reach different conclusions from identical data. This also explains why five consecutive reds on a roulette wheel feels less random than scattered results. It activates a plausible theory, biased wheel, while random sequences match no credible theory. In 1929, Northwestern professor Horace Segrist published a statistical analysis showing successful businesses inevitably regress toward mediocrity over time, as do underperforming ones. He believed competition drove this leveling effect. The discovery traced back to Francis Galton, who first identified regression to the mean. Galton discovered that tall parents have tall children, but those children typically aren't quite as tall as their parents. The same applies in reverse for short parents. Why? Height results from both hereditary factors and external forces like environment and chance. The tallest people typically have both excellent genes and favorable circumstances. Their children inherit the genes, but not necessarily the same luck. This explains business performance. Top companies are both well-managed and lucky. Management might remain superior, but luck naturally varies, causing regression toward average. This pattern appears everywhere. Second novels rarely match breakout debuts. Star athletes who sign big contracts after exceptional seasons typically perform worse afterward, not from reduced motivation, but because exceptional performance partly resulted from temporary good fortune. League leaders are likely both skilled and lucky. Skill persists, luck doesn't. Mathematician Harold Hotelling delivered a devastating critique. If competition caused regression forward in time, then looking backward from high-performing companies in 1922 would show them being more mediocre in 1916, meaning competitive forces would work backward in time as well. Theodore Roosevelt celebrated those who strive and risk failure. But what about thinkers like Condorcet and Abraham Wald, who contributed greatly without physical heroism? John Ashbery offered a counterpoint. For this is action, this not being sure. Not being sure is actually the move of a strong person. Nate Silver embodies this principled uncertainty, making quantitative forecasting popular by treating uncertainty as measurable rather than weakness. While traditional pundits insisted on definitive predictions, Silver gave probabilistic answers. Critics called this hedging, failing to recognize he was tracking probability changes with remarkable accuracy. Even mathematicians don't try to be beings of pure logic. A purely deductive thinker who believes contradictory facts would be logically obliged to believe every statement is both true and false, the principle of explosion. Humans can tolerate contradiction, which is essential for mathematical thinking. There's folk wisdom among mathematicians. Try to prove a theorem by day and disprove it by night. Mathematics teaches lessons beyond numbers. The world has structure we can understand. Intuition works better with formal frameworks, and mathematical certainty differs from everyday conviction. In our data-saturated world, thinking mathematically, seeing what's missing, questioning straight lines, embracing uncertainty, isn't just useful, it's how you avoid being wrong about what matters most.